Good morning, everyone. So glad you're with us on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's an exciting day here in our church, and just so glad you're here. I'd like to welcome all those in Facebook land and out there in the parking lot listening on our speakers and our 88.1 FM transmitter. And we're going to have a baptism here in a few minutes. Like I said, it's an exciting day in our church, and we're going to start things off. We're going to grab a hymnal. We're going to sing number 224, Holy Ground. We're going to sing it twice. 224. Let's all stand and sing.
Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, it's a good day to be in your house. It's a good day to be with your people. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting the baptismal waters once again be stirred at Thomas Village. And God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still saving souls and that you are still bringing souls to your Son. And we just pray today, Holy Spirit, that you forgive us of our sins, that you meet with us, and we'll celebrate Awana, we'll celebrate the Word, and we'll celebrate the young men and young women that are growing in the Word of Christ Jesus. And it's in His name I pray, amen and amen. I want to just read a little bit about baptism to you this morning. Baptism is a holy ordinance or sacrament appointed by Christ as a rite of passage into fellowship with the redeemed community. With the church, Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples, commissioning them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." This sacrament of baptism is a sign of a new birth by the Holy Spirit, union with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection, union with His church, single devotion to the Lord Jesus, and the start of a new life in Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask Brother Isaiah if he would to come and join me here in the baptismal waters. Brother Isaiah accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I think it was around September the 25th, 24th, back in 2020. But due to all of the COVID issues and wanting to make sure, it's almost been a year almost since he's been doing it. But I'm so proud that the Lord has brought one of our young men to begin to stir the baptismal waters again. And I don't believe it's chance or accident that it's worked out to be through the day of Awana celebration and graduation that Isaiah is being baptized. He wasn't saved in Awana, but he learned a lot in Awana. And I believe probably the setting in which he was saved is probably the greatest of all. He was in his own home with his mother and his father. Isn't that awesome? And I just want to ask Brother Isaiah. Brother Isaiah, who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus.
Amen. Having made your profession of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ain't you proud of him? I am so thankful. It has been almost a year since we've had any type of baptism. But again, I just want to use Brother Isaiah as imagery. As you see him go down and come back up, it is a spiritual picture of what is happening spiritually. Just as Christ Jesus came down from the cross dead and went into the tomb, in 3 days he rose back up in victory, leaving not only my sins, not only Isaiah's sins, but the sins of whosoever in the grave that day. And this is what we call believer's baptism, because if you notice, it wasn't until after Isaiah made a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that he was baptized. That's because he was following through with the first act of obedience. You see, not only did Jesus Christ himself be baptized, but he also instructed that we should be baptized as well. And it's a picture of the spiritual death of the individual dying with Christ, going down into the tomb, and coming up through the cleansing of the water. You know what? Jesus Christ is the living water. And he washes away all sins through the power of his blood. And today I want to make two recommendations to you. Number one, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, maybe today will be the day. Just because today is centered around our young men and young women doesn't mean that today is not the day that Christ would have you to be saved. And second is this. If you've never followed through in believer's baptism, again, believer's baptism is after you make a profession of faith. You may have been christened as a child. You may have walked by aisle and just been baptized because that's what you thought it meant. Really and truly, if that's all what you've done, then all you've done is get wet. It is only after the profession of faith that the believer's baptism is kicked in. To God be the glory. Let's give God the praise in a word of prayer. Yeah, amen. Amen. Let's have one more word of praise, prayer. Excuse me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it is praise. Heavenly Father, Lord, because I am so unworthy. God, we are so unworthy. And you are so worthy of being lifted up. And so, Lord, right now, as we begin this in just a declaration of faith, God, I pray that we'll be reminded of our baptism. God, that we'll be reminded of the cleanness that we felt coming up after we confessed Christ. After we have been through those baptismal waters. Even though, Lord, it's just an act and it doesn't make us saved, God, it sure helps convince us and claim the salvation you have given us. So, Lord, right now, we ask you, Holy Spirit, breathe in this place. We thank you for Isaiah. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Ain't that wonderful? Let's all stand and sing Baptized in Water, number 362. 362. Thank you. turn to number 344, Jesus Loves Me. This is our celebration of Awana today, so this is for the kids. Up here. It's what Brother Brian says all the time. You know, no one loves you more than Jesus does, and no one has done more for you than Jesus has. And if you open your heart to Him today, no one will ever do any more for you than Jesus.
Good morning, church. It's good to see everybody out that's here this morning. A wonderful time of celebration. I mean, how could it get any better by starting a service with a baptism? God's been good to this church, and He's blessed us greatly. And it's good to see the Awana coming to a pinnacle in their point as far as having their graduation today for those that have participated. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then we'll allow that to happen. There'll be a business meeting this Wednesday at 6 o'clock here at the church. Starting to hopefully see a little more normalcy beginning to come back. And during the meeting, we also have a need for representatives to go to the Southern Baptist Conference, which is in Nashville this year. That's June 13th through the 16th. So if you would be interested in going and representing the church, give our pastor a call or see one of us deacons. Let us know. And that will be discussed this Wednesday night. Also, in the very near future, the Thomas Village Baptist Church phone app is going to be up and running. It's being prototyped some, if you will, now, but in the very near future, that's going to be up and going, and that'll be a service to the church as well. And with that also comes a need for a technology and digital committee, and that will be discussed this coming Wednesday night as well. If you would pray about it and be interested in serving in something in that kind of field, just let the church know. Again, it's good to see you here. If we could, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get on into the service. Father, almighty gracious Father, we do thank you for the day you blessed us with. Thank you again for life and strength and health. Father, we thank you for this church and this body of believers. We ask you to continue to grow us and strengthen us in you. Make us spiritually stronger. Father, help us to be bolder, to be the witness you called us to be, to spread your gospel. Now, Father, we pray for this service today. We pray that you'd bless all those in Awana that have put in their time and been a part of this ministry. We thank you that this church participates in ministries, Lord, that will help expand your word and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray now for our members that some may be ailing and hurting today due to loss of loved ones, due to sickness, whatever the issues. Father, you know everything. So we just ask for your comfort and your peace in each situation. Now, Father, have your way and your will in the remainder of this service. In Jesus' holy and precious name I ask. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Let me take these off so I can actually see something. I know that seems weird, but that's how it works. Most of you know who I and Tammy are. We are the co-commanders of the Awana Club here at Thomas Village Baptist Church. We welcome everyone that's here this morning. We're glad that you're here this morning for this celebration of our Awana program. For those of you who don't know what Awana is, Awana stands for, it's an acronym for Approved Workmen or Not Ashamed, and it comes from Scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15, and that says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We rely on a lot of volunteers during our ministry, from our ministry director and our secretary to our leaders, our helpers, our listeners, our games director, our food workers, and our van drivers when we're able to run the van. And of course, with COVID right now, we haven't been able to do that, but that's when we start back up this next Awana season. We'll hopefully be able to do that once again. A lot of our clubbers do depend on that for us to come and get them and bring them here to Awana, and we're glad to do that when we're able to. Awana workers have made an investment in our children's lives, and they teach God's Word, and they emphasize biblical teaching, and that targets the specific needs of the kids at each level of their spiritual development. Just as you wouldn't expect a small child, such as the people in our clubbers in our cubbies, they wouldn't be on the same level as our teenagers. The Awana program's structured to guide them and teach them in an age appropriate setting. And Awana not only aims to teach the kids that, but they aim to teach, to equip the parents and the churches with the tools to lead the children and youth to salvation in Christ. And you saw that this morning with the baptism that we had. Like Pastor Brian said, Isaiah wasn't saved during Awana, but certainly Awana laid the foundation for it through the teaching that he received through the program and his ability and to come to salvation through those tenets and those things that we teach through Awana. He learned how to accept Christ as his Savior and come to salvation and then follow through in believer's baptism. All of that was based on, all of that was built on the foundation that he received in Awana. There's no doubt about that. And Awana works with the church and the families to, we root kids in a solid Bible-based worldview, and that's very important nowadays because the worldview is very much different than what Christ would have us to believe and learn about Him. The worldview is very much different than what God would have us to adhere to, and we instill that in the kids from early all the way up. I know in the Journey book, which is our older teens, there is a whole section on biblical worldview, and we certainly adhere to that and teach that in Awana. And that'll guide them through life circumstances and challenges, not in a way that they themselves would want to answer those challenges, but the way that God would want them to answer them. And that's what we enforce in Awana. And we have curricula, we have books, we have teaching resources for each age level, and we help the young people understand and apply the truths of Scripture to their lives. And that produces young adults that are marked by lasting biblical faith and character, and not just young adults, but you see Isaiah this morning. The Bible says to train up a child in the way they'll go, and they won't depart from it, and that's what Awana does. And so we believe in Awana very greatly. They produce young adults, and they mark by lasting biblical faith and character. And Awana is just more than a program in our church. It's a ministry. It's not just a program that we run for the sake of running a program. It's a ministry. And it takes the work and the hard work of all of our volunteers to continue to make it not just a program in our church, but a ministry. And it shows what happens when parents and churches work together to teach God's Word. We're as invested in helping the parents learn how to teach their kids at home, how to teach their kids a biblically based curriculum and lifestyle at home, as we are when they come here to meet in person. One of the things that we notice is that once we start here and start teaching the kids in Awana, then that goes back home. And it helps to instill in the adults at home that maybe won't come here, that maybe won't darken the door not only here but of a church in particular. If that child is coming home and they're telling their parents, "Hey, this is what I learned. This is what the Bible says about this. This is what the Bible says about this," then We grow that ministry through parents and through guardians and things, and that's one of the goals of Awana, not just to instill in the kids these biblical based teaching, but to instill in their parents and their guardians, and to grow to continue to grow the ministry, to continue to grow and hopefully lead people to salvation. That's the ultimate goal, is to lead people to salvation. We're committed to the gospel. Awana reaches over 4 million kids every week in 120 countries around the world. And it gives children and youth from every background an opportunity to know and love and serve Jesus for a lifetime. See, we're not just doing Awana here, but it's global. It's worldwide. It's reaching people. It's reaching kids in Africa. It's reaching kids all over the world through, and that's needed now more than ever. And when we say Awana is not just a program, it's a ministry, that's what we mean. And currently our church offers our group of cubbies through Journey. Our cubbies start it's 4 years old, isn't it? 4 years old. They start the year before kindergarten. And go all the way up through high school, and sometimes in our clubs we go a little beyond high school. Some of our kids want to be involved, and it makes leaders out of them. We see all the time that once our kids get through Journey, that highest level of teen teaching, that they want to serve. They want to continue in the ministry of Awana, or they want to serve in other places in the church. instills in them leadership all the way up. And so today, we meet on Sunday nights here from 5 to 7. We go from September to May. And we would love to have you. If you're interested in Awana, if you want more information about it, see one of us in the yellow shirts or any one of our leaders. They'll be glad to tell you about it, and we welcome you with open arms. And so today, what you're going to see, you're going to see the fruits of the labor that our clubbers have earned this year. And they've worked very, very hard. To say this has been a challenging and interesting year is an understatement of the year. But that has not stopped our clubbers from working very, very hard. And today we want to recognize every single one of them for their hard work this year through Awana. So having said all of that, we have some acknowledgments to do. First of all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the one that it's just if you're involved in Awana or whether you're involved in Awana or not, if you look at this ministry, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the focus of it. Without Him, it would crumble, and so we praise Him for all that we're able to do and have done this year, and will continue to do through Awana. We thank Pastor Brian. He has fully supported our ministry and has been involved with it, and we thank him for supporting this ministry. We thank our deacons, and we thank them for their support of this ministry too. We're just thankful for all of your support of this ministry and what we do through the Awana ministry. And finally, our families. We thank you for allowing us to have this time with your kids on Sunday evening, and we thank you for your involvement with your kids. And we pray that you continue through this Awana ministry, that you continue to be involved with your children, especially in the biblical teaching that they're receiving. And we thank you. So having said all of that, let's start our ceremony. We'll start our ceremony just like we start our club meetings every Sunday evening. If everyone will please stand. Our clubbers know what to do at this point. What do we do at this point? We raise this right hand, right? This one right here. Take it and put it over the heart right here, right? The first pledge that we do is the pledge to the American flag. Which is over here, not here. And if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We also do a salute and a pledge to the Awana flag. Same thing, right hand over the heart. The words are on the screen in case you don't know the pledge to the Awana flag. I pledge allegiance to the Awana flag, which stands for the Awana clubs, whose goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what has already been done this morning. The baptism that has been done, the recognition and the public declaration of you, of salvation, and as you as Savior, Lord. We thank you so much for that, Lord, and we thank you that we've been able to be just a small part of that, Lord, in the teaching of your word, Lord. And Lord, we thank you this morning that we're able to come this morning and celebrate the accomplishments of our clubbers and our kids. Lord, we just thank you for what has been instilled in them. We thank you for this season of Awana. We thank you for all of the volunteers that have been so dedicated this year, Lord, as in years past, but this year so much more so to reaching these kids and teaching them, Lord, and their families as well, Lord. We just thank you for that. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to grow this ministry, Lord. Continue to bring kids and families to us, Lord, so that we may teach them about you and ultimately, Lord, lead them to you, to salvation, Lord. Just as we just said the pledge to the Imana flag, our goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ, Lord. And that's our only goal, is to reach them with the gospel of Christ, Lord. Train them to serve you, and Lord, train them, Lord, help them to come to the knowing of salvation through you. We just love and thank you for all of your many blessings, Lord, and in your name we pray, and amen. I'm going to turn this over to my partner in crime here, our co-commander, Miss Tammy. Take it away.
Okay, so how did we do Awana this year? For those of you that don't know, we did Zoom, and I say most people have heard of Zoom, but if you look on the screens, this is how we did Awana this year. We bought a package through Zoom where we could do breakout rooms. And what that means is me or Wayne or Miss Marty, who is our third commander, if you don't know, because with everything that's happened since Wayne and I've been commanders, Marty has been right there to pick up for us. But we would do this opening ceremony. We'd have the kids stand up in their kitchen or their bedroom, wherever they may be, and do the pledges, and we would pray. And then we would be able to take them and put the cubbies in a room together with their teachers, the sparks in a room, and they would see a screen like this, but it would be just their group. And it's just, I just can't explain. It's hard. It's hard. I thought, that ain't a big deal. They're just teaching. One time this year, I said, I want to teach all the kids at one time. I was sweating like I've never, and I have taught different areas, different places all my life, I think. And I'm just telling you, these teachers are amazing. Wayne took the adults, and they played a game. We're switching that if we ever have to do this again. But I'm just telling you, our teachers, Miss Michelle and Miss Andrea and Mr. Kay and Miss Julie and Robert and Miss Marty and Mr. John and Miss Robin, those are our main teachers for those classes. I just want them to have a round of applause right now, because they are amazing. And then they would come back together. We would bring them all. That was a timed thing for like 20 minutes. And then we would play games, and we're going to get to that. And we had a time frame, so I won't get into all that. So while a couple of groups were playing games with Mr. Nathan, the others would do verses and book work with listeners. And we, for the first time in all the years I've helped in one, have had more listeners this year than we've ever had. And it's just been amazing. Amazing. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. But they would have 20 minutes to work with somebody. I'm just going to use an example. So Miss Rowena is one of our new volunteers this year, and she was assigned to Madison Smith in Journey, and they would go through her book work. They would make sure she had done it and make sure she understood it, and then Madison would recite her verses, and that went all the way down. And then we have Caitlin, who was part of every group except Cubbies. She got to do verses in every group, so she's been experienced with all of them, and so that was really good. Then we would switch after 20 minutes. We would have the big group playing games with Mr. Nathan, and then they would go, the other group would go and do verses with their listeners. And I didn't list all of that, who had who, but that's not a big deal. But they've taught us in Awana trainings, and I couldn't believe this the first time I'd ever heard it, that game time is the most important time. And you would think, that's silly. Learning the Word of God is the most important time. Game time brings them to us. and snack time. Let's not at all take that away. But we didn't have that this year. But game time is always the thing they always look forward to, from the little ones, especially the big ones. They're just as excited about it as our cubbies. So with that being said, Mr. Nathan had, I think, the next hardest job, maybe even harder, to find something to do online to be interesting to these kids. He played, we was asking the other day, okay, what were all the games that he played? So he did called Find Sparky, that's what he named it, but it was Minesweeper, which is just a computer game. Spot the Difference. He took a picture. I think the first one he did took pictures of Jessica's decorations in the fall. And then he would, like, move a pumpkin. And they had to find it. And then he had to make sure he went and put that back. So, you know. But things like that. He played football. And I forget how he did that, but he did. Name That Sound. That was interesting. Scavenger Hunt. He had kids going all over the house. And so I didn't always pay attention. I'd start my dinner sometimes while he was doing that. And then I had Amy and Frankie and Virginia. I need a fork, or I need, you know, whatever. They loved it. It was amazing. We did a Valentine's word search. Did a sock game. And they had to keep putting socks on their hands or something like that. And then I think the one he probably played the most, or that was really interesting, it was a zoom in and zoom out game. And he's going to play that with you all right now, because we just want you all to get a feel for how that went. So, Mr. Nathan. And you should have a microphone back there, Nathan. It's okay.
Mic check, 1, 2, hello. So this game, as Tammy was saying, we would take a picture and zoom in on it real far so that it's really pixelated, and slowly we would zoom out to see, everybody would get a guess to try to see if they could figure out what it was by how, what little they could tell. So, we got any Iwana clubbers here tonight?
Panda!
No, it's not a panda, Caitlin. It is not always a panda.
We want you all to yell out. Everybody try to participate.
Try to guess. Oh, a what? Nope.
Black bear.
Nope, still not a panda, Caitlin. What'd he say?
A bear at all.
No, no bear, Frankie.
Got any adults got any guesses?
Look what you've done, Caitlin.
Miss Peggy says.
Ooh, an x-ray. That's a good guess, but no. I'm trying to minimize all this, but I can't. Yeah, see? That one made it a little easy. But you get the gist.
Oh, he went easy on y'all. It's funny. We did do some on campus here at church clubs in the beginning when it was warm, and we met outside, and Miss Peggy would do prepackaged snacks for the kids and adults. And then here toward the end, we actually came inside the church for three meetings, and of course wore masks and did our best with social distancing. This year, well, let's do some pictures, Mr. Rick. Kind of show you the Zoom while we're at it. This is kind of what everybody looked at. Mr. Nathan had the cool background, he and Miss Andrea with the Iwana. Uh-oh. No, it's fine. It's always fine. While he's pulling that back up, we didn't just do book work and those type of things. Wayne and I are very get outside the walls and not necessarily, you know, just through Zoom. But We've always wanted to teach our kids, no matter what ministry we're in, to serve others. So we made crafts for the residents at the nursing homes, who were probably one of the more neglected group during COVID. And not neglected on purpose, just we couldn't go to them. Anybody, their families, it was a sad situation. But I was assured that every time we sent crafts to this group, it brought such joy. So anything that we can do. So this was a picture that nobody knew I was taking a picture of. Everybody just looking around, not paying attention. That's funny. There's very few good pictures, just so you know. I couldn't help it. I had to enjoy it. Michelle looked like she was in some church the whole time with her background. Oh, it gets better. It gets better, Tabitha. Sorry. Kaylin, that's the best picture I could get of you because you were out of every screen except that one. And like my Amy, I went to get one of her and it was just a white wall every time. So it was some people didn't even get in here. You're welcome. Thought you and Elijah looked like twins to me. And then these are the crafts we did for Christmas. They did crafts and they did a card so that every resident got a card at Christmas with their craft. These are the Valentine's Day crafts, all spelled out. And they had a Bible verse or a, like, God loves you saying on the front of them, something like that. And then Easter got delivered way after Easter. Because we got those right when our family got COVID, so we didn't want to be handing those out to everybody to work on. So, but they love them. Okay. So, something that you'll see today when we start to give out our awards, students earned points this year just like they do every year. However, we weren't able to do our WANA store, which means they earn points for, you'll see some of them wearing their WANA vest or WANA shirt. They get points for that. They get points for coming. They get points for bringing their Bible, bringing their book, bringing a friend. They couldn't really do that this year. And then we just, I don't know, came up with stuff to give them points for. But I'm talking about 10 points for this, 10 points for that. It wasn't a lot all in one setting. But this year, we gave them gift cards to Walmart for those points. We gave them gift cards based on 75% of their points. At Christmas, they got a gift card, and then they're getting one here to end to cover this last semester. We have gift cards today from $5 to $87. That is 75%. So don't you think how hard these kids are working? And most of them are in like the $40 range. So your money for a WANA that is in our church has been well spent and deserved by our kids. I have a note. Okay. So we're going to start our presentation of awards, but I want to go ahead and recognize Miss Peggy, but Nathan has been doing games for 14 years. Miss Peggy she's not done snack for 12 years. She's been involved in WANA for 12 years. And then we've had various helpers with her this year. So I want to explain a little something about these awards that they're going to get real quick. I just had Virginia go grab a book out of TNT. That's like our middle school group. It's not a skinny book by any means, as you can tell. But for example, it's supposed to be used kind of like a journal. So it's supposed to get our kids in their book every week. And it has a little story. This one's set up kind of like a comic book. But then they fill out this bookwork, and they answer questions. And, like, this is the first one. And, like, one of the questions, it says, read John 14:6. What are the three things that Jesus said he is? So, I mean, they're having to get in their Bible. Jesus says the only way to have a relationship with God is through what? So these books are really great. And then they come and they do more work. And then they have, I'm looking at her upside down, they have a verse to memorize. And they go over that and they say their verse and the scripture reference. As you get further into the book, you go back and review your verse to get your credit. So all the books are set up like that. They're just a little bit different. So I just want to give you an understanding of what, how hard they're working to get these awards. And our listeners, they're not just like, it's okay. They're only allowed to give them 2 to maybe 3 helps. And then if not, they're like, okay, come back next week. And so, because we want them not just to get, these are nice, but getting this in their heart, you know, is what matters. Getting these scriptures, getting the Word of God in their heart. So, I just wanted you to see that and get an understanding. So this year we're going to do a little differently. We're going to have the teachers come up and talk about their class. And because, like I said before, they're the ones who do all the work. Wayne and I are organizers. And that's a job within itself, but they're on the front lines. We'll put it that way. So we will start with Miss Michelle. And she does cubbies along with Lexi Roten, who is not here right now. But going off something Wayne said, Lexi is one of those girls who, when she started coming to our church a little more regularly, it was through Awana, a lot of it. She would come on Sunday night as a college student. Because Miss Robin came and asked us, can we have our college kids in there? And I'm like, they're getting the Word of God. Yes. They're not working toward awards or nothing like that. They weren't worried about that. They like being in part of the discussion. And then look where we are. Lexi's one of our leaders. So it's awesome. Come on up.
I'm Michelle. This will be short and sweet. I had the Cubbies class this year. This year was my first year. I was the lead teacher, and Lexi was my assistant. So if for some reason I wasn't able to attend or something was going on, Lexi was my backup, and she did a great job with that. I think she only did that twice, but she's learning to be a teacher at UVA Wise, so it's a great opportunity for her to actually practice even here within the church. So my Cubbies class was very big. It's just Caitlin. So lots of love in our class. So Caitlin did a fabulous job. She actually went through the Appleseed book, the entire Appleseed book, and then we even had some time that we were able to do some of our extra credit work that we would have time to do if we were in here. So Caitlin, being poor, it's a hard time, you know, we don't have a lot of time that we can spend together, but me and Caitlin want to talk. So we have 20 minutes to talk and chit-chat, and then we have to do our lesson. So on occasion, we have to go back after game and go back to our lesson. So we learned that that was not the best in the world, but we still were able to get through our entire Appleseed book, as well as some of our extra credit items as well. So she did a fabulous job. She's a very smart young lady. And that's the job. Very funny.
Get your award. All right, go with Miss Michelle. Caitlin, I'm not going to tell everybody's amount, but Caitlin earned for this semester $47. And Kayla will move up to Sparks next year. So if you got anybody in the 3-4-year-old, 2 years before kindergarten, please bring them. So. Michelle has served in, I have that wrong, sorry. But as a teacher, she's been 3 years. She taught in TNT, and this is her first year in Cubbies. She was a helper for a lot of years. And Lexi is 1 year. I was determined that child had done this 2 years, but she assured me no. All right, Sparks, Miss Andrea, Miss Fleta, Miss Tabitha. And you might want to use a microphone if you're going to wander around.
Thank you. It's an honor. This year, I don't know what to say that others haven't said. It was definitely different, but I think we made the best of it, and I think that we, you know, enjoyed it. Despite some of the struggles, I think our kids had a good time, and I know we had a good time, but my main job was I taught the lesson every night, and then I was also a listener, and we were each assigned a different student, and Tabitha and Fleta, and Fleta's our secretary, bookkeeper. So she does a great job keeping up with everybody's awards and everything. And I do want to reiterate how difficult Nathan's job was to try to come up with something fun for them to do every night. But, and what do you want me?
Oh, go ahead and give them the reward. If you
don't. Okay. Okay.
And any of our children who want to tell us how they thought about Awana this year. I know I got Eli ready to say something, but anybody else that wants to, Miss Jessie has the
We got
microphone.
Matthew Baker.
He just stepped out. Let's grab him when he comes back in.
Sophie. We're going to miss Miss Sophie. She would be moving up to TNT, but she's actually going to be moving to the Eastern Shore. So we're going to miss her, having her here, aren't we? But Sophie earned $44 this semester. Is that what? She completed her Skystormer book and completing Sparks Club.
She's going to TNT, so hopefully she will find her a TNT club.
We'll be waiting on her when she comes back to visit her Nana and Pop-Pop.
Noah. Noah completed his Wing Runner book and earned $68 this semester.
Okay. I love them getting one.
Lots of games with that. Noah loves any kind of board or card game, so... Here, look, turn around. Daddy's going to take
the He's smiling under that.
Yes, this little young man was my partner on Zoom, and he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot because I wasn't used to doing a lot of verses with kids. I had before some, but not as much. I always kept the books and stuff like that. But he was very patient with me, and I was very patient with him. And we had a good time, and we learned a lot. I learned a lot about what he likes to do, and I think he's just an awesome kid. Love him.
Matthew. You completed his hang glider book. This was his first year in Sparks. Where are you going, buddy?
He's coming to Miss Tammy. Where do you think he's going?
You earned $37 this semester. What are you going to get at the Walmart? A new pocket knife?
Matthew and his mom were not able to get on Zoom. And his mom, Miss Melanie, is amazing, and she worked through his book with him and turned in the information so that he would get his award. So we're really proud of that.
He says he's going to use his gift card to get a cowboy costume. And Elijah Worley. He completed his hang glider book. This was also his first year in Sparks, and he earned $44 this semester. Buddy. Wait, Uncle Nate's taking a picture.
Miss Tabitha was his listener, if you hadn't noticed. Miss Jessie, while you're up here, will you give your Bible school plug real quick?
Sophie, did you get a yellow bag? Sophie was my partner in crime most of the time. And she, in second grade, she has a lot of hard stuff to learn, like all the books of the Bible. I would love to see an adult who can tell me, recite all the books of the Bible from memory, in order. And pronounce them all correctly. That's part of the hard part. We've been talking about what we want to do for Bible school this year because we do want to have one. Since we did not get to have one, we chose not to have one last year after much debate. And this year we are going to have one, and the deacons have talked about it, and we have decided we're going to do like a several-hour, like Saturday Bible school. So we're not sure exactly, you know, what the schedule might be like, but it would include, you know, the lessons and games and food and just like a regular Bible school, but try to get as much in one day as we can. A Bible school picnic. All-day tent meeting, because we'll probably be getting tents and putting them outside. So we will be getting more information out. And if those of you who have worked with Bible school in the past, please let me know if you're interested in doing that too, and we can try to come up with a date. Okay? Thank you.
Miss Jessie, or Miss Andrea, depends on where you are most familiar with her. She has served 15 years in Awana. Miss Tabitha has served 16 years, and Miss Fleta has served 15 years. Okay, our TNT group. Miss Marty, Miss Robert, Miss Julie.
These are my teachers. I wanted to give them thank you cards. I appreciate them and the parents and all the listeners. And we're just going to go ahead with awards. Thank you guys for everything. I've got Miss Amy. Is she
here?
She's not here. She was with us.
She earned her Alpha Award, meaning she finished her first book.
Did I get a backpack?
Oh, yeah, everybody does. Okay. So one of you come up here and get the back.
Jackson, he finished the book. Danielle, who's not here, she came a lot. She got earned a gift card.
We're as organized as we're going to be, so
Isaiah,
just be patient with us.
Isaiah Jesse. Gideon Miller. Is Gideon here? You may receive from him. Very good. Thank you. Eli Stewart. Our grade goes third grade to either fifth or sixth. So some of these kids we have for 4 years.
We're taking a group shot when they get up here because we've been watching these videos. They're called Family Moments, and it's a preacher and his daughter, and they do these great object lessons, and the daughter's graduating from high school, and this is like he asked if we could send pictures of people who watch their shows or whatever, so we want to tell them thank you, and they've been like a big part of our lesson this year.
Eli and any of these boys that might want to say what they thought about Awana this year.
So what I liked about Awana this year was, even though we were virtual, we still had fun games, and I also liked the object lessons, the family moments. So all that was fun.
The family moment things were kind of like, they had a lot of funny things at the end that they did that I thought were super funny, and like, I learned a lot this year from, even though I didn't finish my book.
The thing that I liked about this year, even though it was COVID-19, we never gave up. We always tried to still do Awana.
As they pointed out, they didn't finish their books, but let me give you a little. Some of our awards, Jackson and Amy, they got an award for finishing their book. It was the book they got to finish from last year. They, of course, you know, we were cut short last year and tried to do our best, but do not take the fact they did not get an award for finishing a book as that these kids have not worked hard. They've killed it. Okay. Miss Julie has served 19 years. Mr. Robert is 3 years teaching. And Miss Marty, she's been a helper forever, and I had that, but this is her first year teaching. And our helpers and listeners are Mr. Kent Lawson was available when we were on campus. Miss Rhonda Smith went from being one of the founders, maybe, here at Awana, to being a listener. Miss Teresa Cobb, Mr. John Black, and Miss Caitlin. Okay, Trek. Miss Yvonne and Mr. Kate.
I don't know why she handed that to me. I basically just teach the lesson. For the organization part of Trek, she takes care of everything. I tell everyone that she tells me what I need to do. Therefore, her nickname is my Awana wife. But our age group is a very challenging group. This is a group that's really, really starting to feel peer pressure. From different directions, so a foundation in the Word is really important for them, and we work hard on. I tell them, I say, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. It may not be what you want to hear, or it won't be, it definitely won't be what the world tells you, but I'm going to tell you the truth because you need to hear it. I remember when I was that age, I needed to hear the truth, and I'm thankful that I did. It's been a tough year for Awana, but God saw us through, made it possible. I mean, who would have thought when we started Awana 19 years ago, I guess it was, since Julie's been with it from the start, that we would have the technology to actually be able to still meet together and study God's Word. And I'm so thankful that we have that in place. It's been a journey for Trek. And that's where these kids are going to next, is the next group will be Journey. And we're just thankful that we still have teenagers that are interested in learning the Word of God.
Frankie Bledsoe. And Ava Miller, who is not here today. Kay is our has been serving in WANA for 18 years. I have Miss Yvonne down for 19 years. And Miss Susan Carter was Frankie's listener this year. All right, Journey. Miss Robin and Mr. John Franklin. And I had to keep doing that on Zoom. I'd say Mr. John, and they both be yes.
Robin, you have anything you want to say? All right. Well, our Journey group, the lesson theme on the book that they completed this year was disciples or discipleship. And as going through the book, just with the challenges of this past lesson year, they certainly showed great discipline throughout the entire time. And it was a challenge. And myself personally, I realized just how important that the time that they spend with the listeners one-on-one is, because we didn't get a lot of chance to really dive deep into the lesson in our group setting. That quick 20 minutes, it just flies right by and you can't get a whole lot done. And so that one-on-one time, I just realized how much it means to them.
Okay. This year, Madison Smith, oh, sorry, I got it backwards. I've got them laid out there. I'm sorry. Okay, so the first one's Virginia Bledsoe. My list is backwards. Yeah, you can take pictures of mine too. I'm back here. Maddie Gunter. And her brother had to share a screen. So. Talmadge Gunter. Lindsay Say, who isn't here this morning, so we'll get your dad. Brock Stewart. And our last one is Madison Smith is the only one in Journey this year who was able to complete her bookwork by doing all of her verses and bookwork. Come here, Virginia. Mr. John wants a picture with you. Our leaders, Miss Robin, this is her fifth year teaching. And Mr. John, it's his second year teaching, Awana. Miss Rowena Black was one of our listeners. And Miss Peggy Stanley as well. And one last group we want to recognize. We had a few kids who participated during the first part of Awana before their churches got their youth programs going again. Carly and Kennedy Sweeney are Mr. Keith Roach's granddaughters, and Emery Berry and Hudson Berry, they also attended, and one of them's not showing up, Abney Johnson, and she goes to Uplift Church in Weber City. So we want to definitely give them a shout-out because they worked hard the first part of the year. So in a lot of time, we're going to say thank you for supporting us this year and let the pastor close it out.
Thank you, Sister. Let's give our coordinators a hand. Believe you me, I know it's been difficult. It gets old looking at yourself and looking at other people through a screen. And I commend every one of you for making the effort to do it. But I also want to say thank you to all of you who have shown up today to celebrate Awana. There are over 90 people on campus today, and they're celebrating the growth of these young men and young women. So let's give God the praise for that. We remind you this, we do have services on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. It's easy for the flesh to get out of the routine, but I promise you, if you make yourself come, you'll feel better about being here, and when you go home, you'll feel more refreshed. I want to remind you this before we close out in prayer. Nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus, and if you'll let Him today, He'll do even greater things. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for what's been represented, and that is the growth through Scripture and a foundation planted on God and Christ Jesus and His Word. So God, I pray blessings over those that's come. I pray blessings for those that's invested their time, whether it be listener, teacher, helper, or even student. But God, thank You for loving us. Thank You for using this church. And thank You for stirring the baptismal waters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. I love y'all.